Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome to the Love Lift Us Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. Your host today is Dr. Love, and today we will have a very special guest from New York City. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for all the provisions that you have made. We thank you for all the doors that you have opened, Lord. We thank you for every gift that you have given each person on this earth, Lord. And we're asking that we utilize each gift you have given us in order to magnify and uplift you, Lord. We're asking that this program spread all across the world, Lord, and help those who need to hear a word, and help those and encourage those who are thinking about or pursuing doing something or using their gifts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the mini lesson for today before we get started with our guest is, you were not made to be broken. My reference scripture comes from Jeremiah 17 and 8, and I quote, "They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. And it never fails to bear fruit," end quote. The children of God are not made of glass, nor are we made of metal or wood, but we are made in the likeness of God. So therefore, as scripture would have it in Psalm 1 and 3, and I quote, "They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do," end quote. So therefore, a storm has no authority to blow us away if we are anchored in Jesus. Now, the moment that you have all been waiting for. My guest today is a radio host, gospel recording artist. She has her own celebrity magazine and much, much more. So I present to some and introduce to others Ms. Arlene Brown. Ms. Brown, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I really do appreciate this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to begin with a few questions so the audience can get to know you. So let's talk about you as an author first, because you write books. So you wrote a 21-day plan for your life book that's on Amazon and other sites. Can you tell the listeners what information they'll find in your book that will benefit them?
Basically, my book is about changing your life from one step to another. It's something that I experienced myself. Before I wrote the book, I actually, had my life going to turmoil. And it took me about a month, 21 days to be exact, to tell you the absolute truth, to change my whole life around. So when I finished, I figured that if it worked for me, you know, it could work for others. But at that point, I hadn't written the book. I just tried it on a few friends, you know, who needed life-changing, and it seemed to work for them. So I wrote everything down. It changes so far as your self-esteem, meditation-wise, spiritual-wise, your career, your relationships with your family, friends, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, it changes you overall as a person from whatever it is that you want to move on from or whatever it is that you want to move to. So that's basically what you could find in there. It's just a step-by-step program on how to do that from day to day.
Great, and that's good because you're dealing with the whole person. You're generating that whole person.
Right.
It's real good.
Right.
Okay. So you've created a celebrity magazine. So tell me a little bit about that as far as your goals and what do you target in your magazine?
Okay, the celebrity magazine is not the type of celebrities you see out now. It's more or less the upcoming celebrities, people that, you know, are new into the business and getting on the rise, people who are in the business who have established themselves but you don't really seem to hear about, but they're very good at what they do. Be it it's an entrepreneur or it's a singer, a dancer, a producer, an independent film director, no matter who they are, you know. Me, myself personally, I consider everyone doing business a celebrity at some status, some point, because, you know, we all do the same things. It's just that some people get noticed more than others because of the type of publicity they have. But it doesn't mean you're not a celebrity just because you don't have that high publicity. Well, at least that's how I feel about it. So I feature all of those types into the magazine. And my goal basically is to help those people get recognized, you know, and give, like, the small person a chance to get published or to be seen or to be heard, you know, without a whole bunch of putting money into or, you know, using an agent or something like that. You can do it directly yourself because usually they like for you, if you're doing publicity, to have an agent. And, you know, a lot of people just starting out or in the business and not really making a whole lot of money, they are good, but they don't have the money for agents and things like that to go to different magazines and all of that. So with me, it's like a one-on-one. And the people that I target are people who are into new, you know, who's out now as opposed to who was out or... I shouldn't really say it that way, but as opposed to the people that are known that are out, you want to know who's up and coming, who's doing something now, who's kind of sort of on the platform like you, or, you know, or for other celebrities who are just starting out or getting themselves in business good, for them to learn tips and things from others that have gotten into that area and that are succeeding and willing to tell how they did it, when they did it, what they looked for, you know, who can help. And that is also in my book, you know, places that you need to go for help for the different things that you want to do either in business or in your personal life. I actually put the places in there, and I do the same thing in the magazine. I have the places in there to get you started, you know, if it's business certificates, if you want to become an entrepreneur or you know who to go to if you want to get your song heard, or who to go to if you want a producer that doesn't charge a lot, or maybe you want to rent a place that you can sing in, or whatever it is that you need to do. I try to help do all of that, you know. And the magazine, actually, so far as our readers are concerned, I would say every age bracket. I mean, you could be a teenager or you could be older, because there's no content inside the magazine itself that cannot be read, you know, or cannot be understood, you know, in the type of ways, because I am the editor. So I word things in the manner of which I speak. And, you know, it's mostly plain, no jargon, no legal, you know, stuff and everything like that that a person couldn't understand. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from with the magazine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my next question My next question has to do with you as a producer. You produce shows for your clients, and you have your own show. Can you paint us a brief picture of what that looks like as far as producing shows for your clients?
Well, so far as producing the shows, I mostly stay in the background. You know, I helped them with their ideas, or if they needed, you know, a little money put up, I, you know, put up whatever I can, you know, to help them out in to the project as far as, you know, the scripts and stuff like that is concerned, or maybe the people that they might need to hire, you know, if I can do that. I also help them with the scripts, the overall idea of the show. I do the timing because, you know, I direct too, as well as I edit shows for them. You know, if they send a show to me and it's raw and they need, you know, to put things in it, I do edit the show for them. So, I mean, I would say I step into all types of backgrounds when it comes to helping clients with shows. And to me, they aren't really clients because basically I consider them on the same platform that I am. So mostly, you know, it's just, to me, it's just like one family and just we're all working together to get the best content out there to the viewers that we possibly can do. But what I do, aside from that, is I will have them on my show, which runs not only on the network that's coming out, but it also runs on regular television. So I will have them on my show to push their show. You know, here in New York City, I will have the clips of their shows and stuff edited into my show. Or if I do an interview with them, like right now I'm doing a whole bunch of Skype interviews because I have a lot of people who I'm dealing with that live very, very far in other countries and stuff like that. So what I do is I do a Skype and then I incorporate it into my show so that the viewers here can see them or research where their show is located and be able to watch it and so forth and so on. And, you know, I take on different people, independent film directors, you know, people that have hosted on YouTube. They hosted miniseries or a series on YouTube or, you know, or they just had a show that was on television and it got canceled or whatever the case may be. So I work with all types of different people at this point. But to me, no, we're all like family, and whatever I can do, whatever shoes I can fill at the time, I put it that way, those are the shoes that I fill. So it's more than producing that I actually do so far as I'm helping them out. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're flipping over to radio. I know that you have a station, NGRA Radio 101.0 FM. So tell us a little bit about your radio station, how you first began, you know, your career in radio and who got you started.
Oh, wow. With NGRA Radio, that stands for New Generation Recording Artists Radio. And I pick up the same thing, format for the magazine as the format for the radio station, whereas it's new upcoming artists, you know, people who had their music like on Amazon or something, are ready to spread their wings, you know, or Rebirth Nation or, you know, different streaming on the internet, or maybe trying to get into a regular radio station and they're having a problem. Well, that's where we step in. You know, I figured that there was music out there that I wanted to hear that was different than the music that's played on the actual radio stations, you know, other people doing other genres of music, you know, outside of, say, like hip-hop or pop or something like that, which I have found quite a few people who have new sounds. So, you know, we give them a platform where you can put that sound. And the thing about it is, since, you know, we don't have, like fees and stuff like that, you know, so far as putting their music on, they can submit to us. We'll listen to it if it sounds good, you know, if I feel that it would generate a positive feeling to the listeners and things like that, to the audience, then we'll put it on. You know, I myself, but I have a partner who also, you know, he's creative director, and, you know, we listen to the music together, and then we decide, you know, is this person right, is that person right, are they putting out a positive note or whatever the case may be about their music, you know, or what they're trying to say. And we put them on, you know, and often enough we'll take a bio of them, you know, if they submit a bio, which we usually ask everybody to do, and we'll incorporate the magazine, a magazine article, along with putting them on the radio station and then, you know, advertising them, because we do advertisements for everyone that comes to us, whether it's the magazine or whether it's on television or whether it's through the radio station. We'll actually do publicity, but, you know, the publicity is free, you know, to tell you the truth. And we don't mind, really. We don't mind. We do have people that give us donations, which is beautiful. You know, they help keep our projects going. So I thought that was really, really nice. And, you know, so far as the radio is concerned, we'll every now and then do a commercial about someone. And it's me, myself, I do the commercials. And as you know, I do the DJing, because I actually put the songs into the station. And, you know, I try to circulate them. I try to mix them up, you know, not just having one genre of music. I try to mix it up as much as possible so that you can hear some of every different type of music throughout the day. But on Sundays, I am incorporating, you know, the majority being gospel. So we did change that, and so now that's going into effect, because we're getting a lot of gospel groups that are submitting, you know, music to us and telling us why they would like to be on the station and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what NGRA is all about. That's exactly what it's about. And right
okay.
now,
and
we just passed 2,000 listeners. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Oh, good.
So I guess it's picking up. It's picking up.
Okay, great. All right, now can you tell us, while we have about 12 minutes, can you tell us about if a new artist in any genre wanted to, and you kind of touched on it, if they wanted to kind of get their names out there, of course they submit the music, you listen to it, what else would they need to do?
Right. Basically, they just email us, submit the music. We see a photo of them, and we have to see some information on them, you know, so far as the website or something is concerned, so that we know that, you know, this is what they're really into, this is what they hope to accomplish, because we try to get an idea of what the artist is trying to accomplish when they put their music out, because, as you know, this world could use a lot of good. I don't need to tell you that. You're spiritual yourself, so you know how I feel. I firmly believe in God and believe in Jesus, you know, and I believe that, you know, the idea of what they try to instill in the human race, that is what we try to instill in all parts of business as well as, you know, personal life. So that's the reason why we do, you know, like the background thing with the website, you know, trying to dwell into what they've been into and stuff like that. So when they do come out to the audience eventually, we can be assured that the audience is following someone that means well, you know, that means to spread joy or just means to make people feel good, you know, or things like that. So they can submit the music to NGRA Radio at gmail.com, and then we go over everything, and, you know, we go over the music and stuff like that, and from there, we just contact them back, and they're either on or they're not, according to what the background is, you know, like that. So, yeah, that's how we do
it. Okay, and last question, can you tell me a little bit about your gospel career? You said that you recorded a song, is that correct, with the choir?
Oh, yeah, we actually recorded an album. I was with Goodwill Baptist Church, you know, some years ago, And we recorded an album. And I wouldn't say I'm like a really great singer or anything like that, but I, you know, I liked it. And they were in the McDonald's Gospel Fest, and it just went really well. And but it did lead me into other things. Like I did become an ordained minister at a point in my life, but you know, sadly to say that I'm not doing that right now, you know, as it stands, but I was for a while, and, you know, I was helping, you know, other people and things like that, basically through the internet, or they could call me up live, and, you know, I would do prayers with them. You know, I was an intercessor. I do prayers on behalf of other people and things like that. So, yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed being in the choir and everything. But at that time, so many things were going on, you know, and so much going against me. And by the way of personal, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, I had some personal things going against me. And the more I seemed to try to push up, the more I got pushed back. And then, you know, finally I got the message that I was supposed to be doing something else other than just sitting back, ministering, and, you know, sitting behind the curtain as it stands. You know, I was supposed to be doing something out there for other people, which is why I'm into all the different fields that I'm into now. So that, you know, that's where that went, basically. But I still help people, and by the way of praying for other people and things like that. I'm just not doing, you know, like the speaking and stuff as a minister or anything like that. I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Wow, that's a lot of information, and that's excellent. Do you want to have any concluding words as far as your station or your book for the listeners before we end?
Well, as for my book, I hope that anybody that wants to change their lives or looking to do it, I wouldn't say exactly fast because it's still a whole month, basically, that you have to do everything step by step, but anybody looking to change their lives can definitely read it and go, you know, one day at a time. And if they need any help, they can always contact me at the email as stated in the book, and I will most definitely help them on the outside, no matter what state, city, country they live in. So far as the radio station, if you're a gospel artist or if you're a regular artist doing different types of music and you can't get on a regular radio station so far as in your country or in your town, or, you know, you're having trouble with starting a station on the internet or whatever it is, and you just want to get your music across, though, and you want people to hear it, or you're trying to sell your music, you can submit to us at ngrradio@gmail.com. And we will see what we can do so far as working from there. If there's anybody, this is in addition to that, if there's anybody that, like what we're doing, radio host, or, you know, you want to go into television, you want to take your radio show to TV, or, you know, and you want to be on, I'm talking regular television where someone can click it on and actually watch you, not just on the internet. You can submit at arlenebrowntvnetwork@gmail.com, and we will help you do that. We will definitely help you do that. We're on a platform. I know a lot of listeners heard of, like, Hulu or Netflix. We're on a platform similar to that. So, you know, you can be seen through regular television and everything. So, you know, that's pretty good because you can go through the Roku network, which is what we're based on. And we have, believe it or not, inside of that, we have the music channel, which we put the music on. And we have, you know, movie channels for comedy, action, drama, you name it, everything. So, you know, definitely, or how-to shows or gospel shows or, you know, anything of that nature. So you can touch bases with us on all of that, as well as if you're up and coming and you want to be in a magazine, you know, you want to get out there. We're on the internet and we're mobile, so which means we're in, you know, a great amount of countries, which is a good thing. Anyone in any selected country, city, state, can turn their phone on and literally read our magazine on their phone, which is a great thing. You know, we do hope to get into print soon, which would be good also. So, you know, they can reach us at arlenebrown.media@gmail.com, and they can contact us about that. Or if you want to submit to all of them at one time, just contact us and let us know. But basically, we can help you change your life. You know, whatever I can do for a person, I will do. All you have to do is ask.
That's right, and that's a very good spirit and a great heart. And the name of the
Thank
book, once
you.
Again, is 21-Day Plan, ladies and gentlemen. And Ms. Brown, I really appreciate you sharing your gift on the Love Lift Us Up show where Jesus shines with love. And I have a couple of announcements
welcome.
To make. Thank you. And I have a couple of announcements to make. On next Friday, I will be interviewing with Ms. Brown concerning the ministry, so be sure to watch Facebook for that information. On next Saturday at 5:30 p.m., we will have a representative from the Mississippi Mass Choir who will share their ministry with us. But once again, I would like to thank God, my family and listeners, and Ms. Brown again for tuning in to the Love Lift Us Up show. And I would also like for you to remember to lift someone up in love each and every day, because God is love. And I want you to take care of each other. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. And Ms. Brown, once again, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to interviewing with you on Friday.
I look forward to it, too, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Love Lift Us Up show, and thank you so much for tuning in, and have a blessed day, a blessed week. And once again, remember to lift someone up. Not only lift them up in love, but lift them up in prayer. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.